shroud of the dark side has fallen. Begun, the Clone War has.
Welcome back to the Black Squadron podcast and to our very first episode of the Bad Batch Files. These are our review episodes, I suppose you'd call them. joined as usual by David and Cam.
Hey.
Hello.
And we have a very special guest joining us for this first episode, Noor Howe.
Hello. Hello there. How are you doing?
All right, so we've waited some time, and we finally have more Star Wars. Clone Wars Season 7 is back.
Yes.
So, I guess let's hop right into it. If you guys had to just one word to describe Episode 1, what would you use? We'll start with Nora.
Explosive.
Explosive, yes. David?
A lot of that. Metal,
yeah.
Very
metal. Cam?
To quote Wrecker, boom.
Boom.
Boom. Yes. I'll go with beautiful. That opening scene at that space battle, oh god, that gave me some serious chills.
Yes.
All right, so let's just keep this easy breezy. Cam, do you want to give us a quick rundown of what happened in the episode, just like full points?
Yeah, sure. Essentially, there's some issues going on, I can't remember the planet's name, Anaxes, I think?
Anaxes.
Yeah, cool. And the Republic needs a little bit of help, so they call in, Cody and Rex call in the Bad Batch, a group of clones that have, how do they describe it? Essentially, like, deficiencies that are beneficial to the clone army. Yeah. And we essentially get to see them wreck house for 24 minutes. the biggest thing is that the biggest surprise, actually, is it seems like Echo, one of the clone troopers from the old seasons, mm-hmm. who we thought was dead, mm-hmm. It looks like he might be coming back and is maybe not necessarily aiding the separatists on purpose or like willingly, but he's mm-hmm. definitely giving them information. So it kind of ended with a little bit of a surprise twist there.
Yeah.
Hashtag Echo lives.
Question.
Oh yes.
Question mark.
Hashtag Echo lives.
All right, so let's. What stood out to you guys the most? What was a couple things that stood out to you? Like something you liked, something you thought interesting, anything like that? We'll start with. Let's start with David.
First few minutes of it. Did it look like they used the YouTube version of the beginning? It didn't look. It looked like it was. I don't know if it was a fan service or something, but it just didn't look quite right. To me, it looked like they used the same footage as they did on the YouTube uncut.
I mean, they probably did.
Because
maybe they did. I didn't pay attention to that.
From after Anakin talking and then walking away, then the new, almost like the updated drawings and stuff came in.
Yeah, I mean that would make sense, I suppose.
It'd just be pretty cool if they did that. I mean, the unfinished uncut. Mm-hmm. And then brought it in to finish, but left it uncut.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. That's it for me, though.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Noor Howe?
Well, one of the things was the Rex, like when he's thinking about all his fallen comrades, like Echo, Fives, Heavies. Like, I like how it chose like this psychological toll on the clones about the war, and I mean it that's one of the things that I've liked from the Clone Wars is that it humanized them, and you think of they're expendable soldiers, but I like how it humanizes them in this. I thought it was quite nice, I mean, to see that.
Yeah, I like what Cody said. He said something along the lines of people don't realize how hard it is to survive.
Yes, yeah, to be the one, the last man standing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cam, what about you?
The first thing that stood out to me was actually how much this episode felt like there was no break between any of the seasons. Like, I know it's been a couple years since season six came out, but I felt like everything just kind of rolled right in. You know, the credits started and or the title scene started, and I was just like, whoa, like, we're back. It's not, you know what I mean? I was almost, I was almost anticipating something to be a little bit different. Like, hey, this is Disney's season of Clone Wars or whatever. But the fact that it just kind of kicked off, that really stood out to me at first. Episode wise though, I think that the big thing was I never saw the like incomplete versions of these episodes that they put out on YouTube, so this is brand new to me. So I mean, the biggest thing that stood out to me, of course, was Clone Force 99. I mean,
they are
fantastic. I can't wait to see more of them this season.
Yes, 100%. For me, I wrote down a couple things, and they're all kind of aesthetic. I loved seeing the LA-ATs.
Yes.
Coming, just the sound, just seeing them again, like, so awesome. Mm-hmm. Rex looking at his fallen comrades, that was pretty impactful.
That picture looked like a similar art style from, like, Resistance, too. I noticed that there was, like, a couple shots in Resistance that used a very similar art style. So I like that they're bringing some of the more modern things that they've done into the Clone Wars.
Yes. I really liked the Bad Batch's entrance.
I think it was a cool version of what the Suicide Squad should have been.
It was very A-team-ish. I'm gonna show my age here. Intro.
Their armor all. I love armor, and they're so good. Wrecker's helmet is so good.
Even Crosshair's. His is pretty sweet.
Oh, they all are. Yeah, they are awesome. The biggest thing probably that stood out the entire episode is Wrecker's a complete nut job.
He's insane.
But when he did, I guess, save Captain Cody and just slowly walking away, boom, and it exploded. That was ridiculous, but I loved it. But the biggest thing that stood out to me the entire episode, I actually rewatched after it happened, was Plan 82 Shockwave.
That was so awesome.
Yeah, when they grabbed the debris and used it to advance on the arm, that was so awesome.
It was such a good way to kind of like show how different these guys are to all the other clones. I mean, of course, they all look a little bit different and the armor is so different, but actually seeing them do different tactics and just kind of have this like, screw it, we're doing this, we're going all in, that was so cool.
And for those of you who play Battlefront 2 and do your own thing, take that as a lesson. There's four of them. There's a heavy, an assault, a specialist, and an officer, and they work together and they wrecked. Yeah. Work together.
Yes.
Hunter reminded me of Rambo.
Yep.
For sure.
Wrecker reminded me of Schwarzenegger from Commando? Wasn't it Commando?
Sure. Yeah. That's what he speaking of Wrecker, when after they do the shockwave and he grabs the B1 battle droid's head and shakes at Crosshair, he's like, he likes you.
He likes you, Crosshair. Oh, yes.
Another thing, I love this. When they're going up the lift in that outpost and when they get to the actual top of it and they're like back to back to back to back. Yeah. And that just that scene right before they start firing, oh my god, that did it for me. I was buddy.
That like split second where they're just all standing there, like, okay, we're doing this.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. You know what? That was so.
You know what else I noticed about that scene too is there was like no music the whole time. It just let them they wanted to do. It was so cool.
Back at our I think it was our first episode of Black Squadron Podcast. Slade asked us what we want in Star Wars, and I said I want like a Daredevil type hallway scene.
You got it.
That was like the first time I've ever seen an animated one shot. Like they went that whole hallway sequence of like without cutting, and it was incredible.
Yes.
The ridiculousness of the B1 battle droids, I kind of miss that. Where an attack is coming, wet, and it gets his head shot. Yeah.
always good to see Roger Rogers.
Roger.
Yeah. I love. And then lastly, CTE-1409.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
So after all that, all this stuff we've seen so far, what if you had to pick one thing, what was your absolute favorite from the first episode?
Oh, that's tough.
Ooh. Yeah, it's a tough one.
I mean, I'll go for it. It's Shockwave. That was incredible.
That's what I was going to say. Shockwave for me too. Yeah.
Did you guys? Did anybody else watch? Because Cam didn't. Did anybody else watch the unfinished episodes on YouTube?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
yeah, you guys. I would say they probably used 60% of the first episode.
Oh, really? Is that close?
Yeah. Oh, dialogue wise, for sure. And Shockwave was in that unfinished episode, but it didn't look like that. But it was the same, like the characters are doing the same thing, but the background and such was, I think it was indoors, if I remember correctly.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
we all need to go back and check that out. That's why nobody was really replying whenever they used. But yeah. So that makes sense. But yeah, go back and check that out because it's pretty good.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
They don't talk. Definitely. They don't talk on the YouTube ones or nothing like that, but it's pretty cool.
Oh, shoot. I didn't write it down, but we just saw before we came on, they released the episode names. Well, probably 3/4 of them moving forward, but didn't write them down, so Google them.
Google.com.
So I guess just your guys' thoughts. What'd you think overall?
I'm really excited to see like where this is going. I'm anticipating. I mean, in that episode list, it shows that basically there's, you know, three arcs of four episodes each. I'm hoping that we see more of the Bad Batch than just four episodes worth. But at the same time, I have a feeling they're going to be a breakout star, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see them in other media.
I hope they don't execute 66.
That would be horrible.
No.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm wondering if they even have the chip since they are
the chip. That's a good question.
Oh, that's true too. So refresh my. Sorry.
Good.
Refresh. I thought Trench was gone.
I think if I remember correctly, I think it seemed like he blew up, but I thought he came back in one of the later seasons.
In one of the episodes.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'd love to have him back, too. Seen...
Yes.
His face when he's like, what? At the end. That was so great.
I love they worked in a Vader what?
What? But do you guys think it was smart for them not to bring Ahsoka out right away?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think I think they're gonna use her as a big pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good build up, like as we're going through the season. I know it's 12 episodes, but at least we start and it's a good one. Even if Ahsoka is and we had a really minimal presence of the Jedi with Anakin and Mace Windu. But I think it was really interesting and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. I really like the fact that it was clone-centric, not the Jedi.
Those are some of my favorite episodes in the Clone Wars to begin with, actually. Like, I liked seeing, you know, Anakin and Ahsoka and the Jedi stuff, but the episodes I really felt drawn to were the ones that were more clone trooper-oriented. Oh, yes. Right. You know? Mm-hmm. And I really feel like I hope there's a lot more people watching this season than maybe the last couple. Maybe like if they see how these clones can react to one another, maybe there's a chance of, I'm just spitballing here, but I could see maybe a spinoff of maybe following like of a group like Bad Batch, maybe for like a mini series or something.
I'm in for
that would be a good
I wouldn't be surprised at all if they had like a comic or another animated show.
Yeah.
It would be funny if it was... Go ahead. It would be funny if that was the rumored another animated show coming later this year.
Just do a Bad Batch show.
A Bad Batch.
Yeah.
Nora, go ahead. What were you going to say, Nora?
No, it would be spin-off, especially if we see what happened with them, if they survived order, like if they after Order 66, what happened with them, mm-hmm. like after the commissioning of all the clones.
That would be really cool. Like, especially if they didn't have the chip, maybe they could end up helping like the beginning of the rebellion or something.
Yes.
But there's definitely something going. I mean, because Crosshairs looks too sneaky for some reason. And Hunter seems a little bit too back off the boys, kind of, you know, like agreeing with everything. So we'll see. I mean, who knows?
Would they really make one of them villain?
I mean, I could, if they're going to, it's definitely going to be Crosshair, right? Like, I love Crosshair and Tech, I think, are my two favorite. But Crosshair just has that look about it. Like, he's definitely, if there's going to be a villain, it could be him.
Yeah. Or, I mean, it's a quiet one. Tech was pretty quiet throughout the whole episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you Cody attacks a Jedi.
maybe. I think I heard something about that maybe. One time or the other.
Oh, Cody.
So let's go into Echoes. What do y'all think? Is he alive? Or what do y'all... Are we looking at a recording or...
If he is alive, I'm willing to bet that he is unwillingly giving this information.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought like maybe they are forcing him or I don't know, in some ways like persuasive for not calling torture or something like that. Because what it caught my attention is that at the beginning, Rex is saying that they're basically reading out right out of his playbook, and he cannot understand how the droids know that and how can they adapt. So it's like, and he mentions Echo, like, oh, so
is
interesting.
Is Dooku right? Is Dooku alive in this right now?
Yeah, this is still before Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not out of the left field to think that he could pull stuff in people's minds like Kylo does.
Mm-hmm. That'd
be an interesting way to tie the sequel and the prequels together, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you mention something about like having his brain, and actually that's the way that I was kind of thinking as well. I'm almost wondering if maybe Echo is more being tapped into mechanically. Maybe they're, mm-hmm. you know, he's tied into some sort of machine and they're just reading his memories or something that way rather than him actually like telling them things. Still against his will.
Yeah, what it sounds interesting is that he keeps repeating when they ask who is he, instead of saying Echo, he says his number, CT-1409, mm-hmm. which is like he's just out of the, like, the Camino, like
he's a little off.
it seemed very, very robotic for Echo, mm-hmm. And that's kind of why I'm wondering if maybe they have some sort of secret way of, you know, tapping into their brains or whatever. Overall, I'm really, really excited to see where this is heading.
Yeah, it's already not just because it's the first episode of a new, but just I wanted more because of how much action there was, and it's not just because it's new again. So.
Does anybody know what time the episode was available?
I checked at... All right. I checked at 3:30 this morning. my time.
Was it there?
And it was there. So...
Okay.
I fought back to watch it right away. So, yeah, it was there, my time, at 3:30. So...
It's exciting, isn't it?
Central time.
It's like The Mandalorian all over again. Like, you're so excited for Friday. It's just for Star Wars.
I'm really digging the one episode a week. I know a lot of people want to binge watch it, but no, that would take the fun out of like.
Oh, yeah. And... I've totally binge watched stuff before, like Daredevil on Netflix, and felt so bad afterwards because I didn't have any more to watch. So this is controlling me. All right. So before we finish this episode, how many B1 battle droid heads out of 5 would you give this episode? We'll start with Cam.
You know, I'm going to give it a 4.25. I know that's a little bit weird, but I'm going to give it 4.25 because I feel like this, I want to give this episode a 5, but if I started with a 5 now, I'm going to be screwed later on when there's a better episode. So 4.25.
Yeah. All right, Norhal.
I would give a 9 just to rhyme with the echo number.
Nice.
Around 4.
All right, David.
4.5. Same reason as Cam. I don't want to go overboard.
All right, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. Nice. Battle droid heads.
Crankus.
I really did miss those dummies. Yeah. I love them. If one day I'm going to see Mr. Bones in live action, it's going to make my life.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Before we get out of here, I guess we should probably talk about Norhal. What's your Star Wars story? How did you get into this?
Oh, well, it was, just to be honest, I watched the original trilogy right before The Force Awakens in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it before, the movies, the original movies. I mean, I was aware of the, like, Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia, you know, like general knowledge, but mm-hmm. not the watching the movies. And then it was Halloween and we just had the trailer for The Force Awakens, and I was looking for a costume, and I said, that Rey, that the girl named Rey, I like that costume for the pop role. So I wore it because everyone like, you kind of look like. So I went to Halloween, and it was funny because you could say who was a Star Wars fan and who wasn't, because some people was like, what are you, like, what is your costume? And I even had one drunker guy walking across the street like, hey, Obi-Wan Kenobi! So, it's like, okay, dude, yeah, kind of, but not. So, yeah, and everyone like, how come you dress up as a Star Wars character if you haven't watched Star Wars? So I did a marathon just to, like, to be able, like what you do to watch Endgame, you watch the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, mm-hmm. I know, but I loved it. It's like, why it took me so long? So that made me a fan automatically. And yeah, here I am.
Yeah, it's addicting.
I know.
If you had...
And it took me... Yes.
I was going to say, sorry. If you had to pick, what color would your lightsaber be?
I like blue.
I think that's a pretty popular like reply, actually, on this series we have. I think only one person has picked anything other, and it was purple, and it was Bria.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, I have a purple.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I had some. They gave me a purple one as a gift, so it's like, it's okay, it's nice. But yeah, I would like purple.
Do you collect anything Star Wars?
Oh my God, Funkos.
Funkos.
Funko Pops. Yes, Funkos.
Funkoholics.
Like,
there are so many.
And I know, and then it's like, no, I cannot get another one because it's, I have so many. And then, oh my God, Baby Yoda! Like,
I think that's what happens to everybody. Like, I think I've told David before. I was like, no more Funko Pops. I'm out of room. And then they announce a new one. I was like, oh my God, I just pre-ordered it.
I just pre-ordered.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how it happened, but I just pre-ordered. So. Yeah, and I don't get myself to take them out of the box. I keep them in the box. So
I have some that I keep in the box, and I have some that I open. I don't really have a rhyme or reason to it, but some of them I just feel like they look better in the box.
I know, right? It's like, yeah, they're better. I like them, how they look in the box, so...
It's so funny. The block.
Yeah,
the...
I would.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say the boxes are so plain, but yet they look so good.
I know.
Especially the 10-inch ones.
Yeah.
The 10-inch ones.
Oh, yeah. I'm a sucker for the 10-inch Funko Pops, man. They're right up my alley.
So, estimate how many Funkos do you think you have?
Not many. I mean, Star Wars, Yeah, I know many.
Not many. Have like not a, many means like 100.
Like 100. No, no. I've just started. I mean, I don't have so many today, so I would say like around 10. So it's a small collection. It's not really a big one.
Hey, you'd be proud of it anyway. 10. That's a good place to start, you know.
Yeah, that's good. All right, Cam. Yeah. What about you? What about you, Cam? You have any Star Wars questions? Something you're dying to know?
Let's see. If you could be any character, I mean, I know you dressed up as Rey, but if you could be any character in the Star Wars universe, what one would you pick?
Oh my God, that's a tough question. well, because I mean, I'm partial to Rey, but Ahsoka Tano is really cool.
Yes.
I know, and I like her journey so far. I mean, when she like all this Clone Wars story, and then afterwards what we read in the book and the Ahsoka one, and then it's Rebels. Oh my God, that's really awesome.
I really hope we hear another Rebels coming out. I really, really hope we do.
I feel like she deserves it. I would love to see her and Sabine's story afterwards.
Yeah. And Hera.
Oh yeah. Like their journey to go and fetch Ezra from wherever he is.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on our podcast. We've got to have you on a real episode, a full episode, so we can really get a deep dive into Star Wars. But can't thank you enough for coming on our first review episode, the first episode of the Bad Batch Files. Where can people find you on social media if you want to share that?
Oh, sure. It's you guys can find me on Twitter at NOOR, where awesome. I talk about Star Wars and a lot of other topics, a little bit of Game of Thrones, not a lot anymore, but because it's all already finished. But yeah, mm-hmm. I talk about a lot of things. So
I saw that you're from, I know you're from UK, but you live in Texas. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, actually, I lived in UK, but I'm originally from Texas.
Oh, you're originally from Texas. All right. I'm a Texas boy. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. I get made fun of a lot here because I'm living in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh.
Point my point.
So you don't know that when this the you know how the song goes, the stars are big and bright, deep in the start of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. Yep. And then the clapping.
Now I just know the corn song over here.
Oh. Not as nice, anyway. I guess.
All right, guys. Well, that was our first episode of Bad Batch Files. Appreciate Nor Hall for coming on, and we'll see you guys on a regular episode soon.
Yep. Sounds
hashtag
great.
Echo lives.
Echo lives. Yeah. Yes.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you, guys. Norhal, can't thank you enough. Seriously, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
No. Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me, and definitely it was a pleasure.
All right, guys. Catch you on the internets.
Okay.
All right. See ya.
See ya. Bye.